Happy Friday. You made it. Another week with a success. Welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And this is episode 21, season 22. And I want to talk about what you see on the title. What you see on the titles. What I want to talk about. You got a partner, but not a supportive parent. And that is a problem and a task that a lot of people are avoiding addressing and a lot of people are struggling with. I watched my mother stay in a marriage that was unbalanced for years. Not unbalanced in the way of she worked and he didn't work, but unbalanced in the way of partnership, duty, how you show up, being fair, being understanding, doing each other's part, and if the other person couldn't, the other person picked up where the other person left off, that type of thing. I didn't see it. So I battled with the idea of, do I want a marriage up until my 30s? Okay. And I've seen couples lose themselves in the doing from day to day, but not showing up for each other and not being fair on how they show up for their children. And having kids only pull them further apart from each other. And if you don't want that, this episode today is for you, for us, for the betterment of everybody. Welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast, because we're about to get into it. Having a partner that is also a parent is double work. Balancing a relationship between two adults is already challenging, but when you add kids to that, it gets to be professional juggling, and only the best jugglers have the piece, okay? It's team building effort that's required when you have kids. It's loving under pressure. It's tested respect daily. In order to maintain it, we both have to value it. We have to value the partnership in the parenting and be fair about how we show up in it. And that requires a few things. And a few things I'm going to go over. And a few things I know you know already, because you're in season 22, baby. You understand. You know what's required. The first thing is, don't forget that y'all are on the same team. Do and speak out of love. Make decisions together with your partner for the kids. A mom shouldn't solely be making the decision on where the kids go to school, what classes they take, what activities they take. A mom shouldn't solely have to know the medical details for the kid. A dad shouldn't be the only one that knows who's the kid's coach or, what's needed for the sports team. Or they shouldn't be the only one that knows pickups or, you know, what's happening over here, because you usually do it all the time. Communicate. Be balanced. Be informed. I don't understand why parents think, oh, you gotta ask her mom for that. Or, oh, I don't know that. You know, the mom does that stuff. It's selfish. It's neglectful, and it's unfair to be the source of 90% of your kid's needs while the other parent only focuses on the basics. And now when I say the basics of the basics. Oh, I pick them up on Friday and I drop them off on Sunday. Oh, I don't know their shoe size. You got to ask their mom. Or what's the address for their school? If your child goes to a school, you should know the address, you should know the principal name, you should know their teacher's name, you should know how many people are in their class, you should know what time they get dropped off, you should know what time their pickup is, you should know what time they get early dismissed. Do not just put that on the mom. That's not fair. You know what I'm saying? And y'all are not carrying the same mental load. Y'all are not carrying the same emotional load when you do that, which leads to other frustrations. Number two, Are y'all on the same page with the day-to-day duties? School, boundaries, discipline, cleaning up, timing on when things get done, activities on pickups and drop-offs and how involved you are, and access. Can your child go on the internet? Can your child be on apps? Can your child have a phone? Can your child be on the Xbox? Can your child be outside? Can they go over a friend's house? Can friends come over? You know what I'm saying? Are they allowed to go in the backyard? Are they allowed to do this or that? And the reason why you have to be on the same page with the day-to-day is because if one parent says no, they got to ask the other parent. And if the other parent doesn't communicate and know that the other parent said no already, they got to use that against y'all. Okay? And y'all are a team. I said that in number one. Number three, never forget to give personal time individually and together. Because that care and that breather and that intimacy, it locks y'all in. It puts y'all on the same page. It calms the nerves. Okay? Number four, agree on your trouble/help source. Not your friends, not your parents. Agree on how you communicate when things are not working or it feels like tension. Do y'all talk to a therapist? Do y'all talk to your preacher if you go to church? Do y'all have like a meeting between y'all? Do y'all have a bottle of wine on the porch? Is there a spot in the house that y'all go when the kids are not around and y'all discuss certain things? Do y'all write to each other? Do y'all have a word for, hey, I need some us time? And us time doesn't have to be sex. Us time doesn't have to be, I need space to argue with you without the kids around. It could be, I need to tell you something. I need to communicate with you in a way that I can't do with these kids around. Can you make time for me? Can you schedule some time for us? And that's better than holding things in and having things fall by the wayside. Why is my Ring camera going off at 11:48 at night? Hold on. I have the nosiest neighbors. And instead of them use the Ring camera for like real emergencies and shit, they go on there and they say, does anybody hear that sound? Why are all the police going on such and such street? They are doing their jobs, just like you clocked out today and did your job. Mind your business if the police are not at your house. Why would we know what the police are doing on such and such street in such and such apartments? Why would we know that? Okay? Go watch your news and stop questioning people who are in their beds at 11:50 at night. Jeez. Where was I? Number five. Never detach emotionally without communication. Who you are with and who you're parenting with cannot fix what's not shared, cannot fix what's not explained, and cannot fix what you didn't bring up. If you don't feel appreciated, speak up. If you don't feel heard, speak up. If you don't feel like your thoughts are being just like added in, you know, count for something, speak up. Because if you want to be a part of it, you got to be a part of it. You can't hold it back and then resent somebody because they're not doing something you want them to do in your head. Number six, make time for family night. Make time for parent night only, and make time for friends only night. Meaning the kids go away and y'all friends come over, or you go to your friend's house and y'all make time. Okay? And it could be together or it could be separately. Make time for you and your partner, you and your mate, you and that other parent to share if y'all are together. And if y'all are not together, be realistic. If this person gets the kids every weekend, let them know in the middle of the week, hey, if you want me to keep the kids this weekend and you want to do something or just chill, you could do so. I'll keep them. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa. The most, like, the nicest thing that happened to me this past week was the girls were on spring break, and Ari's dad agreed to take both of them for, like, 2 days, right? Ari was going to stay for the week, of course. And Anya, I would get Anya and then take her to my brother's because I had to go to the office. He ended up keeping both of them all week. He didn't have to do that. But at the same time, that was like such a relief and an ease for me to not have to worry about, okay, who's going to get Anya? Where is she going to be at? I got to go back to the house and pack more clothes and get her more stuff. And then I got to take her to X, Y, and Z. And then I got to go home. And then I got to get ready for the office. Like, he took that off my plate. And I told him thank you. I told his girlfriend thank you because, duh, she's probably going to be with them more than he would because he has to work. But I appreciated that because he didn't have to. And Anya's not his kid. But he treats her as such. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to do that. But those little things show appreciation, which lessens a lot of, like, angst and tension where, you know, you might be I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambipodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch. Or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambipodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambipoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
Frustrated about something, instead of you just let it slide, you yelling or let me call this person and give him a piece of mind, it lessens that, which makes the support and the communication a lot better. And if people saw like little pockets of how I can show appreciation to the other person, you will lessen a lot of that. That happens. That doesn't have to happen. Okay, y'all are partners. Y'all are a team in this. You know what I'm saying? Me and her dad are not together, but we are a team as far as like what is going to be best for the girls. What is going to be easiest for the girls? How? Where are they going to be where they can be comfortable and safe? You know what I'm saying? So, little things like that. Number 7, remember your 3 P's, okay? Peace, priorities, and purpose should be your daily focus. If what you're about to do or what's asked of you is not going to bring you more peace, don't do it. If what you're about to do and what's asked of you is not part of your priorities and you got priorities you need to take care of, do your priorities first. And if what's been asked of you and what position you're in is not a part of your purpose, let that be known. Get where you're supposed to be. Do what you're supposed to do and do what works for you. Okay? That should be your daily focus and the choices and the decisions that you make. Okay? I go to work not because I want to go to work. I go to work because that's part of my priority. Okay? And it's going to bring my family the most peace because I can do for them. And that is part of my purpose because I want to be able to do for them. Okay? Don't get it messed up. I don't have to work here. I'm choosing to work here. I'm choosing to show up every day. I'm choosing to clock in on time. I'm choosing to do my job. It's a choice. Lastly,
but nevertheless, be equally informed. As a parent, as a partner, be equally informed. If something is going on with you medically, do not hide it from your partner, because they need to be prepared to show up for you in a way that is going to be helpful for you, helpful for them, helpful for the kids. Okay? If something is going on medically with the girl's dad, and he knows, like, I depend on him, she depends on him, I need to know so I could be prepared for days when you're just not able. Okay? Be realistic when it comes to their schooling. A dad should not be oblivious about a child needing help in math, or a child struggling in reading, or a teacher having behavior issues with that child. Do not solely take that on being a mom. Vice versa, okay? Because there are some dads who take on taking care of that kid completely by themselves, and that mom does not know anything about mothering, and she is not putting in that effort, okay? So that relationship right there is going to be strained, all right? But be equally informed. If I know where my child's doctor is, the dad should know. If I know what the phone number is, the dad should know. If I have a medical card, the dad should have one. If I know my child's blood type, the dad should know. If this child has allergies, the dad should know. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? If I'm going away and traveling, I give Ari's dad emergency numbers to contact me, to find us, and I share my location. Especially if I'm driving and it's by myself. That's what I do as a co-parent. Not because I have to, just because I want you to be equally informed. If I leave my kids with a friend or family, I let their dad know. He has phone number.
Woo! It took long enough!
I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby! We got new merch on the Shambi Pod and Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shambipodden.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee-deep in, and I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show.
And he can communicate with them. That's what I do. Okay? Equally informed. Nobody is oblivious to who's doing team parenting with me. Okay? Now, for instance, Anya's dad might know a lot less because he doesn't ask questions. He doesn't care to know when was her last doctor's visit. He doesn't know that her glasses are broken and I have to buy her new glasses. And I know I'm going to eat that and buy that by myself because it's going to take him so long to figure out how to get money to help me pay for the glasses. He's already trying to figure out how to get money to get her the phone that she wants. I got her a phone that she needs. She wants a phone that she wants. That's on him. Okay? We're going to see how long that takes him. But this is the reality. Like, you really have to know what type of parent you're dealing with too, because some parents are just not going to meet you halfway. Some parents are not going to care to ask you, okay, what's her grades? Did she get her report card? Who's her teacher? When's her graduation? Does she need money for a yearbook? Does she have her field day shirt? What happened today at school? Some co-parents are very consistent. I'm going to call my child in the morning before they go to school. I know what time they go to school. I'm going to go pick up my kid, take them home, help them with their homework. Or I'm going to call my child at 4 p.m., check on them, see how their day went. I'm going to ask them what they ate today. I'm going to ask them how they feel. I'm going to ask them, is there anything that they want to talk about? Like, you dig in. And then there's some parents who don't, where you'll go 6-7 days without talking to your kid, without seeing your kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know what kind of parent you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to having a partner, but them not being
a supportive parent. I see it all the time. You can do the right thing, quote unquote, meet somebody, get married, have the kid, and then the person puts the kid's duties all on you. And they don't help with getting the kid ready. They don't help with dropping off the baby. They don't help with changing diapers. They don't help with making bottles. They don't help with packing the bag. They don't even want to get a car seat. Whenever they have to take the baby, they want to use your car seat. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just so, like, removed from how they need to step into their parenthood, right? And then you think to yourself, well, I married this person. I did it the right way. But I just don't feel the support in this relationship. I don't feel like you're parenting on the level that I'm parenting. And it happens so much. You have to talk about it. And it's better to talk about it before y'all make a baby. Because then you'll know in your mind, like, this man is not going to do this. He's not going to do this. He doesn't think he should get this. I'm probably going to have issues with him with this. Should I have a kid with him right now? Should I have a kid with him, period? Or should I wait on the kid? Because he needs some more maturing to do. And some men never mature. And some women never mature. But the reality is, if you don't ask the questions, if you don't get the insight, if you don't spend the time to get to know people, people, when they become parents with you, will surprise you. Okay? And so for me, if I'm in a marriage, if I'm in a relationship and, you know, it worked out with one of their dads, I would want equal partnership. I don't want to be the only one dropping off and picking up. I don't want to be the only one helping with homework. I don't want to be the only one cooking. I don't want to be the only one getting uniforms prepared. I don't want to be the only one doing laundry. I don't want to be the only one having to hear about their day. I don't want to be the only one telling them to pick this up, clean this up, put this here. I don't want to be the only one. Okay? And if you don't want to be the only one doing certain day-to-day duties, having the emotional heaviness put on you to show up for a kid, to take care of a kid when they're crying, to take care of a kid when they're sick, to be the one to always take off to take them to the doctor. If that's not the setup you want, discuss it as soon as you can with the who you're with. Because you're going to give them the realization of how this will go if we have kids. And you're going to give them the realization of, going forward, this is how I need it to go. And if this is something that you cannot do, please let me know. It's communication, it's addressing the elephant in the room, and it's being realistic on how you need to be supported as a parent. How you want to be in this partnership, in this relationship, and I love you and I care about you, but there are ways that I need you to support me a bit better. And here are the things that I need from you. Can you do it? Are you capable of doing it? Do you need me to show you how I do it so you can support me? Say it. Ask. Inform. People are not mind readers. But if you want a supportive partner, you have to let them know that, hey, help me. Help. My name is Shan. I'm not going to tell you anything that's going to lessen how you show up as a parent. I hope what I talk about helps you show up better as a parent. And I promise you, if you help what's on that other parent's plate and they let you know where they need help and you consistently show up in that, I promise you, your arguments will lessen. Your issues will lessen. There'll be more understanding, and you will have more peace. And who doesn't want more peace? Okay. Prices are already high. We do not need your blood pressure to be up there. But anywho, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And this is another one to get you through. Have a great weekend. Hi.